Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, November 8th. The embattled mayor of Muscatine has easily won re-election, just weeks after a judge ruled in her favor and against the city council's attempt to remove her. Diana Broderson has won a second term. Yesterday, she beat Charlie Harper by a margin of 59% to 40%. Two incumbent members of the Muscatine City Council lost their bids for re-election. Scott Natvig lost his at-large seat, losing to Kelsey Brackett by 400 votes, and in the second ward, newcomer Osmond Malcolm easily defeated incumbent Michael Rewalt. In Bettendorf, Lisa Brown will keep her at-large seat on the city council. In yesterday's voting, she beat Kyla Rashi. Incumbents were the main winners in voting yesterday for the Davenport City Council. At-large Alderman Kyle Gripp was re-elected, along with newcomer J.J. Condon. In the second ward, Maria Dickman easily won another term. And in the third, Marion McGinnis won a full term on the city council after winning a special election to fill a vacancy last summer. Longtime council veteran Ray Ambrose will continue to represent Davenport's 4th Ward. He easily defeated Susan Weir. It was a closer race in the 6th Ward between newcomers Richard Cluel and Sean Liddell. Cluel won 53% to 47%. Rock Island will be one of the communities honored today when the state of Illinois hands out this year's Governor's Hometown Awards. As Herb Tricks reports, the King Center will receive an award for the strong support it receives from volunteers.
The award is for the King Program, which stands for Kids Engaged in National Growth. Executive Director Jerry Jones says more than 300 people donate their time. The program started 19 years ago as an after-school program, but has since expanded to include the Metropolitan Youth Drill Team, the Rock On Boxing Club, and other activities.
Kids need help, need guidance. They need adults to be engaged in their life so that they have a better chance of success. And of course, that is an investment for all of us. The trite line is that children are the future, but it's true. If we can invest in them, then we're investing in a better future.
The awards will be presented at the Old State Capitol in Springfield, and Rock Island is one of 14 winners. It'll receive a plaque and a road sign listing its achievements. I'm Herb Tricks.
Fundraising is underway for Bikes for Brains. Organizers need about $9,500 to pay for bicycles and helmets for 125 children. Co-chair Sandy Seeley says 16 years ago, one of her customers at Queen's Parlor Salon quoted advice from a parenting expert. Young children only need blocks and bicycles to develop their bodies and brains. In recent years, Bikes for Brains has expanded to help teenagers, too.
Some of our older kids, they need their bike to go to get to a job. So, you know, we try and help as many as we can.
Donations may be mailed to or dropped off at Queen's Parlor at 171 19th Avenue in Moline. The other sponsors are Bike and Hike and the Rock Island County Regional Office of Education. Children and teens from 5 local organizations will receive their new bikes next month. The Quad City Mallards will play 3 games at home this week. Tonight, the Mallards host the Adirondack Thunder at the Taxslayer Center in Moline. Then they'll host the Indy Fuel on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Just last weekend, the Mallards beat the Fuel 4-3 in a shootout. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.